Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. I would go fuck him if he had the coronavirus, literally. I don't care. You know, they're kissing you, they're biting you, they're grabbing your nipples, you're pinching your nipples. I would totally love to have sex in a sex swing, and I think I'm going to try to add that to my bucket list. I just want those balls, like, achingly swollen, like, just dying. I want, you know, a raging fucking hard-on ready to fuck me. Hey guys, I hope everybody's doing well. So what did you think of the new intro? Different, huh? Were you surprised? Were you like, what the hell? Am I listening to the right show? Yes, in fact, you are. Well, I want to know everybody's feedback on the new intro. I personally love it, but I'm also partial to the old one too. So it was kind of a big decision to figure out whether or not I was going to change it. But I have been sort of wanting to change it for a while. So I thought, all right, I'm going to give it a go and let's see how it works out. I love that song. There's something to me about that song that's really sexy and sultry. Just maybe it's the downbeat. I don't know what it, I just love it. I can visualize myself having sex in slow motion when I hear that song. So I don't know. It's just the way it appeals to me. So I thought, you know what? I'm drawn to that intro. I was, you know, tinkering around with some other songs and I kept playing them and kind of like trying to lay my voice track over it and just see how I felt about it. You know, that it's interesting. That is the same audio, my audio. It's the same audio of me talking as it is on the previous intro. And to me, it sounds faster to the other song than it does to this one, but really it's the same tempo. So I don't know. It's the same speed. So it's different, but I do like it. So I hope everybody does too. And if you don't, that's okay. You can, but I am curious. I'd love your feedback, guys. If you're on the text group, text me, you know, you like the new intro, yay or nay. If you're not on my text group, you need to be on my text group. Why are you not in my text group? Let me give you the number. It's 415-997-0957. Text me. You will need to give me permission, though, to text chat back and forth with you, by the way. So don't freak out when you get an autoresponder that says, hey, you know, it's permission based. After that, you're talking straight to me. Don't worry. And then, yeah, so I'd love the feedback. Again, if you don't want to get on the text group, no biggie. You can always direct message me on one of my social medias. Email me, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. But I'm just really curious how everybody feels about it. I've gotten positive feedback so far from the few people I've let listen to it. They think it's cool. They like it. And so anyway, I'm happy with it, but it might be something, you know, it might be something that I change every year. Just when there's a new season starting, I change it. It's, you know, I can do that. I can take that kind of creative leeway if I feel like it. So anyway, but let me know your thoughts, please. Well, I hope everybody is taking care of themselves right now. I know it's a strange time. Believe me, first of all, I thought I'm prepared for this coronavirus quarantine, you know, all that stuff. No problem. It's not going to bother me. I love my space. I love to be alone anyway. Well, now I'm finding I don't like it as much. I can't go out. I mean, literally, it's putting the kibosh on my sex life. This is a big problem for me, guys. I don't live with somebody. I'm not quarantined with anybody that I can have sex with during this time. So I'm a little frustrated and, you know, I'm trying to figure out how Cowboy Ann can come and see me or I can go see him like a 48 hour quick little trip or something like that. But right now with everything being so up in the air, I think we're both a little hesitant to get on. It's not about seeing each other. I would go fuck him if he had the coronavirus. Literally. I don't care. But we're both a little worried about getting on a plane, I think is what, you know, we're worried that how far is this going to go? Are they going to ground airlines? Is somebody going to be stuck in a state they don't want to be stuck in permanently or for longer than they anticipated with the inconvenience of, and now how the fuck do I get back? How do I get home? I need to get home. So anyway, that's been a drag. And just even, you know, everybody's a little, I myself included, I'm a little reluctant. Like, I certainly don't want to meet anybody new right now. There was a couple guys I was supposed to meet with, and now that's really just put on hold. I mean, I don't know when that's going to happen. We could be talking months out here. I don't know how long this stay at home thing is going to last. Now, I would have loved to have just, the easiest person I could have gone and seen was Clark. Just jump over and go head over to and see him. But he is in San Francisco proper, and you know, they're on full on lockdown. So it's weird. It's just weird times. And so everybody in my text group did send me, I was complaining, you know, about the porn. About my last podcast I did, I was complaining about the porn. Like, I can't find good porn to masturbate to. Thank you guys so much. Literally, you've opened my eyes to all the stuff that's out there. I've got my good go-tos. I've got good resources. Thank you so much. So everybody on the text group was great about that. They just, boom, you know, sent in like the best of their best. I love it. So that is going to, and perfect timing. It's definitely going to come in handy. I did not know when I recorded that episode where we would be the following week and, you know, and how desperate I'd be. So literally it's kind of, I'm in quarantine with me and my dildo with a suction cup. And all my Hitachi and all my little vibrators and my womanizer. And thank God I've got sex toys. I mean, literally, what if I didn't? I'd have to rock it old school, you know, just use my hand, which, hey, I'll do it. But, you know, it's nice to have the mechanical stuff, to be honest with you. It's really nice. Although there's sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and, you know, I just wake up and I'm horny and I'll just kind of start touching myself and I'm so sensitive and I'm so horny that I just literally like my hand, because I can kind of tease myself and go real slow and, you know, vary the pressure. And then there's sometimes like literally it just does not take much and it feels, and there's just times where it feels really good with your hand. I mean, it's a whole different experience, but it's kind of more sensual. Like if I want to masturbate myself in a more sensual way, rather than just like maybe it's more feminine energy coming out. And then when I'm just like on it with that Hitachi and, you know, and going crazy with the dildo, maybe that's more like masculine. I'm feeling more my masculine energy. I don't know. I don't know what dictates which, but yeah. The point is I'm equipped. One of the things I definitely thought about when I knew we had to gather up supplies and stuff like that was, do I have enough lube? Don't be fooling yourselves, guys. That was on the list. Absolutely. That was on the list. Like I do not want to run out of lube. That would be, you know, like, I don't want to be spitting all over my vagina constantly, having to spit in my hand and put it down. You know, like, I want lube. I want extra lube. I mean, I get very wet naturally, but it's different. It's different. You know, it's funny. It's different when you're masturbating, because I definitely get way, 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 way more wet, like dripping out of my pants wet when there's another person. That's a whole nother level. You're getting stimulated all, you know, so many different places. So, you know, they're kissing you, they're biting you, they're grabbing your nipples, you're pinching your nipples. It would be a big production for me to do all this by myself. I'd be exhausted. So I just go, you know, usually when I masturbate, it's pretty much like, it's lazy man sex. Like, I don't sit down and have a long, long session with myself when I masturbate. Usually, every once in a blue moon, I'm like, I'm in the mood to really treat myself, be my best partner to myself, and, you know, and really go for it, like make it an event. But for the most part, it's kind of, you know, it's like, okay, I just need to get to the finish line here, knock one off. This doesn't need to be a big, big production, you know, 15 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, sometimes a lot faster than that, just depending. And, you know, then I'm like, literally, I'm done. I have my orgasm. I'm right back to working or whatever it was I was doing. It's just like, it's just a side trip in my day. Oh, okay. I know I've got a few extra minutes. I'll masturbate. All right. Then boop, back to business. So I have a lot of questions right now that have been building up in my asks section, in my ask box. That is, I have an ask box on my Tumblr. And quite frankly, I don't get in there enough. I don't get into the ask section enough. So what I'll end up happening is I will see that there's a message. I open it up and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll answer that. Because I think of the answer and I'm like, I usually want it to be long and in depth, or I try, you know, it's not like a short little yes or no. So I'll get in there. And then I'll get sidetracked and then I forget and then they start building up. So I've got some in there built up. And I think what I'm going to do is ask or answer some of these right now. And then I can go back and let these people know, hey, I answered you on my podcast. All right. So here's the first one. I'm so needy. Wish you can FaceTime me and humiliate me for my cock that comes in 10 seconds and dom me. I wish I could lick your ass. Well, you know what I think I'll do for this guy? You know what I'll do for you is I think what I'll do is I will answer this ask. I'll attach a little voice audio, maybe like a real quickie, just a real quick one, and I'll humiliate the shit out of you. And that's my, you know what? That's my good, you know, coronavirus hospitality right now going, because, hey, I've got extra free time on my hands. Why not? So I'll do that for you. I will get back to you and I'll attach a quick little voice audio and I'll humiliate the motherfucking shit out of you, because you know what? You deserve it. You probably have a little dicklet. And what is this about coming in 10 seconds? Seriously? You would never be with me, buddy. Not with 10 seconds. No, no. And you're not even, don't even think about you're going to lick my ass. You're not going to lick my ass. Not in a million years. If you're lucky, maybe in a million and one years, you could lick my pussy. But that's it. Because you're pathetic. You're totally pathetic. There's my best. I just got into humiliation mode. So obviously I don't normally talk to people like that, but this is what this guy likes. Okay. The next one. Come to Jersey with me. No can do. No can do. I'm not going to the East Coast, especially not now. I don't want to get, I got to stay home. Sorry, not going to happen. I don't want to be in lockdown with some stranger. I don't even know. I'd risk it. I'd risk it for Cowboy Ann, but not for you. Okay, next question. Hello, Curious Girl. I was just wondering if you've ever done an episode on sex swings. Still going through the rest of your podcast and loving it. Well, keep listening. Thanks for being a listener. I appreciate that. I'm going to do my best to kind of speed it up a bit and actually do more podcasts, because you know what? I've got more free time. So why not? And I was probably a good time to reach out to the other people that I wanted to do interviews with, because they've probably got more free time too. So this might be a real good time. Might get some real good podcasts out of this, as a matter of fact. I'm hoping. I'm really hoping. You know, guys, I really do hope that I can keep you entertained and smiling and, you know, take a little bit of the pressure off and hopefully still make you horny and want to have sex with whoever you have access to. And so that it's not so bad, you know? I mean, I think we just have to do our best to stay positive. And my approach is just kind of with humor and levity and sexiness. I mean, why not? What's the alternative? Grumpy and no sex, you know, that's no fun. We don't want to do that. Okay, so back to this question. wondering if I have done an episode on sex swings. No, I haven't. And you know what, though? I would totally love to have sex in a sex swing. And I think I'm going to try to add that to my bucket list because I've never done it. And I've seen it and all the different positions you can do and the weightlessness and the way a guy can just really like move you up and down, back and forth on his cock really fast. And you're kind of laying down or, you know, I've seen sex swings used with threesomes. I mean, there's all kinds of interesting ways to use it. I'm totally down. I just haven't had the time to do it. Or I'm sorry, I haven't actually had the opportunity to do it, I should say. I've just never come across somebody with one. Now, wait a minute. That's not true. I think D had one. He did have one, but he'd moved and we didn't use it at his old place. He moved and because his new place was the first place I'd been to and he hadn't put it up or he didn't put it up because he was renting and they didn't want him to. You know, he didn't want to screw something into the ceiling. So, yeah, maybe I need to give him a little ring, see how he's doing. I do wonder about him. I do wonder about a couple guys. Like, I still have not reached out to BE. I really need to. This is awful of me what I did. Just not following up with him. I need to. I just don't know why I did that. I think it was because, you know, at the time, I knew it was going to be more serious. And I did. I kind of had a little panic. I freaked out. And that's not fair that I didn't explain that to him because it doesn't have anything to do with him. He's wonderful. He's amazing. I mean, literally, I'm a fool. I'm the fool, not him. I am the fool. Like to pass that up, I really do need my head examined. I mean, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt. I mean, he's, you could not ask for a better guy that's sexually there. You know, I mean, all the things that, you know, a woman would want. He checks all the boxes. It's me. It's totally me. It has nothing to do with him. Anyway, back to the sex swing. No, have not. And I would love to. So I'm going to put that on my list. I'm going to keep my feelers out there for that. All right. Thanks for the question. Next question. Would you watch us? Watch you do what? Are we knitting? Are we shopping? What are we doing? Just watch you? Like Big Brother? What am I watching you do? I think I know what you want me to watch you do. I'm going to make some assumptions. You want me to watch you having sex, I think. You know, I mean, that's definitely erotic. It's erotic. I don't know. It is appealing. I just don't know how it would go with strangers. You know, I would think that would be more exciting if I knew the couple and I kind of knew something about their interaction, the way they cared about each other, if I understood the dynamic between the two and, you know, how they're passionate about each other, that would be like, that's something I would want to watch, you know, the way they touch each other, the way they turn each other on. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like watching a movie where you got two people that are really hot and, you know, I could see myself getting into that. I don't think it would become like a regular thing for me. Like, you know, like something I'd want to do all the time because it's just like voyeurism isn't totally my thing, but it definitely appeals to me and it has a sexy side. Like I talk about threesomes, you know, if I talk about threesomes with Mr. Big or Cowboy Ann, you know, there's this part of me that's like, I want them to have to watch for a while. I want them to have to watch me and that other person getting excited, getting horny, touching each other, you know, my nipples getting hard, my clit getting hard, you know, for them to see the physiological reaction that's happening, how turned on I'm getting. And I want to watch them get turned on, and I want them to have to wait. You know, I want them to have to wait and just be really dying for it, dying to jump in on that action. So that to me is a big turn on. So I can see why, you know, I got that question, why that couple would say, hey, watch us. Yeah. I mean, it would be hot to have somebody watching you. You know, I just don't know how I feel about being the watcher. I want to be the doer, making the other person wait, especially a guy. You know why it's so hot to make a guy wait? Because when you're turning him on, and I just want those balls like achingly swollen, like just dying. I want, you know, a raging fucking hard on ready to fuck me. Just that you just want to tear into me. You cannot wait one more second. And that's what I love about teasing. And so I think for a guy to have to, because you're so visual, for guys to have to watch a woman and have to wait and hold back and not, you know, not be able to touch, not be able to engage, you know, I like that. I think it's hot. It's erotic. It's hot. It's a head game. I love it. So yeah, I get it. I get why this guy you know, was asking if I'd watch them. I just don't know. Not knowing someone, not knowing the people involved very well, what that would do for me. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay. Next one. Need you. Okay. Need you too. Thanks for listening. Keep listening, please. Let's see. Have you been curious about something, a sexual position or an act? Did that thing and did not like it? If so, what was that thing, position, or act? Well, I can't say, I don't know. You know, it's interesting. This is an interesting question because I don't know that can't think of an act, like a position that I don't like. I'm not, you know, it's funny. I did a podcast year in the very beginning saying why I don't like 69. I was like, yeah, I wasn't that into it. I'm a little more into it now, you know, like it's only with somebody that I have regular ongoing good sex with though. I mean, it's a little more appealing. It's still not my favorite, you know, because I like to fully concentrate on what's being done to me and, or when I'm given a blowjob, I'm serious about it. Like it's exciting for me. I'm into it. I like to fully engage in that. Now I don't mind, like, if I'm being face fucked, you know, I love it if I'm being face fucked, like to touch my clit or to have the other person touch my clit. You know, they're stimulating me at the same time. I mean, that, because I'm already just getting, I mean, when I'm getting face fucked, I'm getting so wet. I mean, my pussy is just dripping. I'm so turned on by it. I love it. It's so funny. I never would have thought that I would have, how much I'd love it and what a turn on it would be to be gagging on someone's cock, you know, and having your eyes water. And it just, I don't think it's degrading at all. It's just, it's fucking sexy. And it makes me just, God, it does it for me. It really does. I mean, I get goosebumps head to toe. My nipples are hard as rocks. My clit's hard as a rock. I just love it. I really do. Yeah, it's hot. It's hot. So, you know, maybe if there's like tension, or maybe if someone's going down on me while that's happening, like maybe a woman while I'm being face fucked, that would be hot. That would be super hot. Yeah. So that's that. I think those are all the questions I had just in my asks that I've been ignoring for a little while. And next question I have, this is something that came up today. And I want your feedback. I'm asking you guys a lot of questions. I get asked a lot of questions. I'm asking you guys a lot of questions. What is up with this trade pictures? You want to swap pictures? I get that request all the time. All the time. Do I want to swap pictures? And I'm like, what is this? Is this the new like baseball cards? Like, hey, I'll swap you a, I don't know, a blowjob pic for a pussy shot. I mean, what is this? Like, literally? And you know what the strangest thing is? It's a stranger. It's a guy that I don't even know if I'm attracted to you. And you may not be attractive to me. To me. Right? And I may not be attractive to you. Maybe. You know? But it's weird. It's like, why would I want to give you pictures of myself in a sex act or doing something sexual? And you're just like out there on the internet to a complete stranger. And then also I'm like excited about getting your picture in return. Somebody's got to explain this to me. Maybe I'm behind the times, you know, because I don't know. This does not do it for me. Swapping pictures. Like I said, is this like trading baseball cards? And if so, let's just be clear on the type of baseball card that I would be, honey. And it would be a rare limited edition, like one you would search and pay big money for. Not that you would freely trade and swap. No, 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 no. I don't share my pictures, but I'll tell you what, if I did, I would put a big old price tag on them. I would not be swapping them with any Joe Blow on the street who ends up in my fucking DMs asking for pictures. This is, I don't, somebody please, please explain this to me. Like literally, I don't understand. And are women so desperate that they just don't care? That they don't think that they're, that they don't, I don't know, that they just think that their picture should be floating, swapped freely, like free of charge? I don't know. Like I said, if I'm giving out sexy pictures, you're going to pay for it. That's the truth. There's going to be an exchange here and it's called money. That's why I don't do it. You know, you're getting into a different realm when you're charging people for your pictures, you know, your pictures of yourself doing sexual things. Again, there's women that do that and make a living off of it. I have nothing. I mean, go honey. Those girls hustle. They work there. It's not easy. They work hard. They hustle. They earn every penny. I don't have nothing against it. That's just not the route for me. And so, you know, you have one level, right, where you're charging guys for these pictures, which to me, okay, that makes sense. Yep, you want it? Come and pay for it. Come and fucking pay for it. And then you have like, no, I don't think I'm worth it. So I'm giving out freebies. What the fuck? Nope. No. Let me just tell you something. There is nothing free about the curious girl. Nothing. If you've been a longtime listener, you've been listening to me, you know how I feel. You know how I think women should view themselves. And it's not arrogant. It's not from a place of being snotty or snobby. It's a place of understanding where you stand in the world as a woman and as a beautiful woman and as an attractive woman and as a smart woman, as a sexy woman. You know, as a woman who knows how to have good sex, I mean, there's value to that. You don't give that away for free. That's reserved for, you know, who you pick, who you choose, not just any old Joe Schmo that lands in your inbox. So maybe there's a different way of looking at it. Like I said, I would love it. Literally. Again, text groupers, guys that are in my text group, girls that are in my text group, weigh in on this. Somebody, like, I love the feedback because this is weird to me. It's just weird. And I'm not going to get turned on because I'm not going to sit there, I guess, because guys will sit there and jack off or masturbate maybe to the pictures. I as a woman will not do that. I would rather watch, like I said, porn. I'd rather go watch some porn, which is free. And I can watch professionals do it, not you with some bad angle and some, you know, unshaved pubic region and your dirty laundry and your fucking last night's dinner in the background, you know? I mean, if I sent you a picture of me, trust me, you're going to have a nice background. Everything's going to be perfect. I'm worried about, I'm looking at lighting. I mean, this is like, there's a lot of thought that goes into it. You know, I don't just snap off a picture with my dirty laundry or unfolded laundry on the bed or any, you know, an unmade bed. I mean, it's just weird. People do weird shit. And maybe I'm just picky and maybe I'm a little uptight and maybe I'm a little old fashioned, you know, which sounds kind of funny as far as out there as I am. I mean, I do have my limits. There are some things that definitely, as you guys can tell, wind me up and crank me up. And I still think that you can be sexy and teasing. And, you know, I mean, if anybody's ever seen my pictures that I do post are flirty and teasy. You know, it's not, hey, let me stick a camera up my vagina. You want to see what my ovaries look like? You know, like, here you go. I'm not doing a spread eagle. And then posting it up for free. Like I said, if it comes to that, if it ever came to that, you would be paying. Damn straight. You would be paying. And not just some like, oh, here's $3.90, send me $3.99. I'll send you a picture of my vagina. No. No, it's going to cost a whole lot more than that. This vagina is platinum. It's worth a lot. It's the Tiffany's version. Okay. Are we clear? Van Cleef & Arpels, Tiffany's, the whole nine. No, this does not go on sale. Oh, crap. All right. Anyway. Well, all kidding aside, guys, I hope you guys keep in contact with me right now more than ever, especially when we're all going to go a little bit insane. We're cooped up. Let's keep each other laughing. Let's keep each other, you know, happy and horny. Everybody, please stay healthy. Be cautious. Be careful. You know, don't be fearful. Just be smart. I did hear somebody sent me a text. I don't know whether it's true or not. Somebody was saying that a lot of people are getting the transmission of it from gas nozzles. You know, when you go and pump gas, and from, you know, of course, shopping carts and stuff like that, the baskets. So, you know, wear gloves, you know, wipe up, make sure you got your little sani wipes, wipe them down, and everybody please be safe. All right. I will talk to you next time again. You know, I know it may be the wrong time to ask for this, but if you enjoy the episodes and you've been listening to the podcast for a while and you like what you hear, please, I would love a donation. Any little bit helps. Thank you so much for the donators, by the way. I still need to do something special for you. I don't know what that is yet. I'm still working on it. I'm sorry. I've gotten a little sidetracked with the coronavirus and everything kind of throwing off my schedule a bit, but I really do appreciate it. The episodes are not, you know, they're not cheap. It's not cheap to do all this. You can see all the stuff I do, the text group. I actually pay those. It costs me per text. I mean, that's charging, you know, so there's all these things that, you know, that I pay for. I just pay, you know, I don't charge anybody anything. So if you like what you hear, consider me like the PBS of sex, of sexual entertainment. And, you know, when you go to PBS, they ask for donations. I'm going to too. I'm going to ride that train. It works for them. I'm going to give it a whirl. All right. Thanks, guys. Take care. Stay happy. Stay healthy.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.